Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of the 7 Good Minutes Daily Self-Improvement Podcast is being sponsored by Carbona. A stain-free and clean home is something you can be proud of, but it's hard to maintain when you're using cleaning products that don't work well or take forever to use. Q Carbona, a household brand that has turned their decades of cleaning expertise into products that get the job done fully, quickly, and easily. When I heard about Stain Devils, my thoughts about removing stains changed forever. Think about this. If you have a chocolate stain, it wouldn't make sense to treat it with a formula that removes wine. They're chemically different. Shop Carbona.com, and for a limited time, listeners of this podcast get 20% off your order. That's Carbona.com, and don't forget to enter the promo code 7GOODMINUTES at checkout for 20% off your entire order. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have a great message from John Maxwell on how to make the next 12 months of your life the best year of your life. Enjoy.
Every day, serve someone. Every day. Every day, add value to people. Every day, serve one. Every day, live the intentional life of doing for others, sometimes what they cannot do for themselves. And if you will put people first and add value to them and serve them, it becomes absolutely amazing what you and I are going to have and achieve, how we're going to help people, and in return, how it comes back to us. Benjamin Franklin said this, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of someone else." If you're helping someone else lift a load in your life, you become a very useful person. Mahatma Gandhi said that the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. But perhaps on this kind of a theme, my favorite quote is from Albert Schweitzer, who said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." The happiest people are not always the most successful people, but they're the ones who serve the best. I've met a lot of unhappy, successful people, haven't you? But I've never met an unhappy person that gave their life of serving and giving and adding value to other people. Martin Luther King Jr. said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. If you will help people get what they want, then you'll receive everything that you need in life. We got to work at this. You're going to have to look at the year and say to yourself, what can I do to add value to people instead of what are people going to do to add value to me? What can I do to serve people instead of, I wonder who in this next year is going to serve me? We're going to have to do a complete mind shift in that whole process. Service over status. You know, there are two kinds of people. There are the people that do what is right and then feel good. And there are some people who want to feel good before they do what is right. And if you want to feel good before you ever do what is right, you and I will not do a lot of things right because we'll let our emotions control it. But the moment that we say, no, I'm going to do the right thing, and then I'll let the emotion fall. Character over comfort. Now here's the key. If you and I are going to make it a great year of serving people, let me tell you, the first thing that's going to happen to you, the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to be inconvenienced. Because when you have to serve people, they don't do it on your time schedule. Sometimes people say, "Well, I don't know if I could do that. I don't even know if I have those kind of..." Listen to me. The moment that we really have a desire to add value to other people, our whole life will begin to change. I'm going to share with you right now 5 things I do every day. And I want you to do them every day in this year. And I will promise you, your life is about to incredibly change. And all five of these things I'm going to give you right now, you can do them. These aren't hard. These aren't complicated. Every day, number one, every day I value people. And that's the foundation of everything we're talking about. If I don't value people, I'll never add value to them. I'll manipulate them. I'll do all kind of bad things. But it all begins with valuing people. Number two, every day I think of ways to add value to people. In other words, I'll look at my schedule in the morning. I'll say where I'm going to go, who I'm going to see perhaps. And I'll say, okay, what can I do to add value to those people? I think of ways to add value to people. Number three, every day I look for ways to add value to people. Number four, every day I do things that value people. Every day. In fact, at the end of the day, the last thing I do every evening is I do a 10-minute inventory of my day. And one of the questions I ask is, who did I add value to today? Who did I serve today? Okay? Every day, I value people. Think of ways to add value to people. Look for ways to add value to people. Do things that add value to people. And number five, I encourage others to add value to me. I do those five things every day.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.